His Chic on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In yesterday's Republican American, a story by Bridget Ruthman, a local Norfolk man who police believe used an app to tap into phone numbers other than his own to place hang-up calls to local business in apparent retaliation for a previous arrest, now faces additional harassment and disorderly conduct charges. Vinjay Henriquez, 25, of Station Place in Norfolk, was previously accused of piling snow in front of the same business, Wood Creek Bar and Grill, in early December. He has a criminal history, arraigned on the new charges on February 3rd. He's free on a promise to reappear. In addition to the convictions that date to 2013, he also has cases pending for creating a public disturbance in Torrington on November 30th, as well as motor vehicle and assault charges. The Warner Theater has hired the head of Northwest Connecticut Arts Council as its next executive director. Representatives from both the council and the theater made the announcement earlier this week that Rufus Durham of Kent was the one selected. His first day of working in the theater will be March 30th. He will succeed Lynn Gellermino, whose last day will be in mid-April. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have agreed to sign a non-binding memorandum to continue its affiliation with Myra for disposal of solid waste and recyclables. The town, like many others, uses Myra's trash to energy plant in Hartford, has a contract that goes till 2025. Costs are expected to rise significantly when the contract ends to allow for replacement of the plant at an estimated cost of $330,000. The project would mean tipping fees for municipalities to rise. Sharon has a joint transfer station, of course, with Salisbury. Great Barrington, interest seems to be growing to participate in a federal grant program that issues forgivable loans to residents who need to make critical repairs to their homes, but they can't afford it. Now, right now, this is going on for Great Barrington and eventually Egremont residents. Dawn Lemon, assistant program manager at the Resource Inc., a nonprofit group that's applying for the $1.3 million community development block grant, said she already has received 48 pre-applications from Great Barrington residents since the program was announced last month. Egremont residents, however, already can apply immediately for funds issued in the last round of block grant funding for that town. So can Sandersfield and Monterey residents. There is no cutoff date to apply. The loans are on a first-come, first-served basis. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 3 p.m. at Town Hall. Town of Sheffield Finance Committee Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 6 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room. The next Conservation Commission meeting at Kent will be at the Town Hall at 6:30. On Thursday, there's a blood drive taking place at the Amenia Town Hall from 3 until 7:30. Walk-ins are welcome. Bring identification. For eligibility questions, 800-688-0900. Salisbury Bank is partnering with the Scoville Library and the Entrepreneurial Center of Northwest Connecticut, bringing you a business mastery series, A New Era of Digital Marketing. That happens Thursday, the 20th at 6 p.m. at the library. Northeast New York has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting coming up on Thursday at 7:30. Also on Thursday, the North Canaan Recreation Commission has their meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Town of Falls Village Town meeting will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Kellogg School in Falls Village, Connecticut. Next board meeting for Pine Plains is Thursday at 7 p.m. Also, the regular town board meeting for Ankrum will be held on Thursday at 7 p.m. On Saturday, February 22nd, the 19th Annual Flea Market at Donahue Hall in Goshen, Connecticut will run from 8:30 till 2. Tag sales can take a break and enjoy hot dogs, chili and or soup, as well as coffee, tea, and soda. Also a bake sale. All proceeds will benefit the maintenance of their historic 1876 chapel. Ankrum Fire Company Chicken Barbecue is February 22nd from 4 to 7 at the Ankrum Firehouse. A half a chicken, potato salad, coleslaw, corn roll, and ice cream for dessert. Takeouts available. Reservations at 518-329-3430. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic Orchestra continues its first season with the second concert featuring guest conductor and soloist Daniel Geddes on February 22nd at 7 p.m. Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. blast the winter blues and spend an afternoon traveling the globe at the Hotchkiss School's Multicultural Festival on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 4. Community members of all ages invited to explore the world with Hotchkiss students who hail from more than 30 countries and will offer activities, live performances, hands-on workshops, and more. It takes place at the Hotchkiss School main building, 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. More information at hotchkiss.org. Family Costume Skate Party is happening on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Schmidt Rink at Hotchkiss School. Bring your skates and best costume. Prizes will be awarded for the best individual and group, family, and youth. Youth 12 and under, $100 prize. Group of family, two or more, $200. Individual 13 and over, $100. It's being sponsored by the Northwest Corner Prevention Network. The 39th Annual Student Open Recital is happening on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. with lots of different performers. Chorus Angelicus, Angels in Training, Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir also, the Salisbury School Classical Ensemble, the Salisbury School Jazz Ensemble as well, and additionally, Ellie Womath, Trevor Hampton, Andy Zhang, Mason O'Neill, Claire Jin, Lucia Montrose, Feacox, Daisy Wang, and T-Wood Kim. It's at the Salisbury Congregational Meeting House. It starts at 3 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 165.89 to 29,232.19. NASDAQ starts off at 9732.74, and the S&P 500 at 3370.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.